Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Pre-match.
Well, we are very excited, as you can imagine, because in football, you cannot buy confidence and you cannot buy a feel-good factor. And I think we experienced that at the weekend. You get a win in the manner that we got. We're ready for the next game. Obviously, being the Merseyside derby is a special fixture in the calendar year. And obviously, we're really looking forward to take advantage of it, more than anything, because we had great memories in the previous derby. I think we all, in one way or another, we experienced Phil Jagielka's final strike in a different manner, and we're really looking forward to see a packed Goodison using the energy of our crowd and performing in a manner that everyone can be very, very proud of our team.
And our momentum at the moment is at a real good level. We're playing well, balance in the team is very good, we're defending well, and certainly for us we're in a good moment and good momentum. I'm happy with how it's going for us, considering where we were at the first part of the season. But we need to keep focused and keep working.
Goodison Park is the venue for Derby number 224. You are with Radio City Sport. This is the place to be. This is where all the passion, drama and excitement will unfold over the course of the next 90 minutes. Someone can be a hero. There may even be villains. There will surely be an opportunity for glory at Goodison, for one from Everton or Liverpool, in what is set to be the usual fervent atmosphere and occasion of a Merseyside derby. Do not go anywhere. Your commentary team today, myself, Alan Irwin and Steve Hothersall, with our passionate summarisers, Graham Stewart in the blue corner and John Aldridge, sporting the red colours inside Goodison Park. Team news has seen both sides make changes. Everton 2 from their 1-0 win at Crystal Palace. Leighton Baines missing through injury. McGeady not included amongst the 18. Brian Oviedo starts, and there's a return for James McCarthy after injury. His last appearance was at Newcastle in late December. So Everton going with a 4-3-3 today, with Robles in goal, Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Oviedo across the back, Besic, McCarthy and Barry in the middle, Naismith, Lukaku and Morales, the three up front for Everton. On the bench, Gibson, Kone, Barkley, Browning, Alcaraz, substitute keeper Russell Griffiths and of course Aaron Lennon, Everton's latest loan acquisition from Tottenham. Liverpool have made three changes from their 2-1 win at Bolton in midweek. Markovic, Allen and Lallana all out, although Markovic and Allen are on the bench. Lallana's injured. Lucas Henderson and Jordan Ibe, he's the big surprise, come into the starting 11. Simon Mignolet in goal, a back three of Emre Can, Martin Skrtel and Mamadou Sakho. A midfield four of Jordan Ibe, Jordan Henderson, Lucas and Alberto Moreno, and the three ahead of them, Steven Gerrard, Raheem Sterling and Philippe Coutinho. Our man in the middle is Anthony Taylor from Cheshire, taking charge of his first ever Merseyside derby. As far as Everton are concerned, he's been in charge of the Blues three times this season and they haven't lost any of them. He's been in charge of the Reds twice, with Liverpool losing to Chelsea and beating Burnley at Turf Moor. They're the stats. It's time for the matter-of-factness of the action on the field. The Merseyside derby is about to get underway and Everton will kick off, attacking the Park End goal in the first half. Morales and Lukaku are over the ball. Our summarisers are set. So are we, and raring to go. Listen to the noise inside Goodison. Derby number 224 is about to explode into action. It's the 192nd league derby, and Everton are looking for their first win over Liverpool since 2010. It's atmospheric. It's Goodison Park. It's the Merseyside Derby. Referee Anthony Taylor blows his whistle and gets us up and running. Everton kicking off and Jagielka spraying the ball out to the right-hand side over Stephen Naismith. And a free kick, in fact, has been awarded for a foul on Naismith.
Yeah, well, even in his first 10 seconds, me and John are disagreeing. John doesn't think it was a free kick. I think it was. So there we go, John, off and running, eh?
No, he's never going to get the ball, was he? Naismith, and he's got under Mourinho, and it's just an early test for Liverpool.
Oviedo with the delivery into the penalty area, headed away as far as the edge of the box, but already the referee has blown when McCarthy had the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, if he's given a free kick against James McCarthy, I cannot believe that decision. It's as clean a jump as you're ever going to see, John.
He's riding on his
shoulders. Even you can see that.
Got your back to me. I couldn't, to be fair, I couldn't see nothing in either game contest there.
Liverpool pick up possession. Sterling just trying to find Coutinho. Everton have it back, and McCarthy strokes it back to goalkeeper Joel Robles.
The game.
Liverpool on the ball with Raheem Sterling, 10 yards outside the penalty area, playing it into the left-hand side of the box for Moreno, cuts it back again. Sterling shot blocked inside the penalty box, and Liverpool with the first effort on goal, although it was blocked inside the 18-yard box. Here's Coutinho for Sterling, trying to return the ball to Philippe Coutinho. Everton in the way with Naismith, but immediately won back, and a foul by Naismith on Lucas. Free kick.
Lovely move from Liverpool. Really was a great move. You know, four or five great passes, and a comeback to Sterling. It was goal bound. Everton defended it well. It was a good block. Steve Gerrard on the free kick here out from. He likes these sort of areas. It's not shootable, obviously, but.
It's only midway inside the Everton half, but Steven Gerrard presides over the ball and lifts it into the penalty area towards Skirtle, but it's away as far as Henderson, who's miscontrolled, and Lukaku's got the ball immediately out to Morales, and Everton are on the break. Lukaku wants it back. Lukaku gets it back, doesn't take it in his stride, and the momentum is lost.
That's great opportunity for us there, breaking away. Kevin Morales picking the ball up on the halfway line. Romelu Lukaku seems to have peeled out onto the left-hand side to start off in this game. Stephen Naismith playing more directly up front. But a great opportunity with Kevin Morales passing the ball through to Lukaku. His first touch let him down badly.
2v1 as well in your favour.
Yeah, yeah.
Now Sarko's in trouble. He's had the ball taken from him. The flag's gone up on this near side. And he says Morales is offside, coming from an offside position after he received the ball.
Yeah, it's one of those situations. You want to see that again, because initially, I mean, it's Sacco's taken a real chance out on the left-hand side there, deep in his own half. Crazy situation, really. But initially, Morales closes him down. Stephen Naismith joins in. He wins the ball. Kevin Morales picks the loose ball up, but is deemed to have come back from an offside situation. Difficult one to tell from up here.
Yeah, Sacco tends to do one of them a game, if not two, and he's not done it. You know, too many times, but you can't do that in your own third at the pitch. It's asking for trouble. I don't know what the offside decision I couldn't really see from here, but he was very fortunate to get away with it.
Well, there's a real pace about the game already, and here's Sterling. The keeper's come and lost his position slightly. Sterling goes for the chip and gets it horribly wrong. But that was an opportunity, because Robles was quite simply, John, caught in two minds.
He was. It was a great ball from Coutinho and a great run from Sterling. Goalie was in no man's land, and his composure let him down. He had other opportunities, and it was a woeful effort in the end, unfortunately, from the lad. You know, it didn't match the run. The finish didn't match the run whatsoever.
A heart-stopping moment.
Well, it certainly was a heart-stopping moment. Thankfully, like Raheem Sterling, lost his composure at the wrong time from a Liverpool perspective. But Joel Robles just caught what, thinking the ball was going to come through further than it did. And in the end, found himself in no man's land, but Sterling should have done a whole lot better there. There's no doubt about that.
Here's Coutinho, great turn by the Brazilian. Keeps the ball, gets it out of his feet. Got a free kick as well. He just got caught. I think it was Gareth Barry who's committed the foul. This is dangerous, 10 yards outside the box.
It is. Yeah, he's caught him. Great pick-up and turn and run by Coutinho. He's so good at that. He's unmarkable at times. And he's been clipped by the look of it from Gareth Barry. Yeah. When Liverpool did have possession, and referee's not seen as an advantage, and it's Steve Gerrard's territory, it's 25 yards out, it's a perfect distance to get it up and down off the wall. Can he do it? We've done it on a lot of occasions, done last year against Everton. Can he do it again?
Yeah, this season. Steven Gerrard in what is potentially his final derby. It's certainly his final Premier League derby. The wall is back inside the penalty area. Henderson is over the ball, but Steven Gerrard is undoubtedly the favourite to strike this from 10 yards outside the box. Robles is happy with his wall, or is he? Steven Gerrard about to step up in the 10th minute of the game, over the wall, and Robles helps it over the crossbar for a corner.
Yeah, just didn't quite have the power. It was well directed, it was in the corner, but the goalkeeper matched it and got across. He tipped it over the bar. It was in.
Yeah, it's right perfect in, description, John. Wasn't it? I mean, he just didn't have the power. Good free kick. He was just lacking a bit of power, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Corner played short by Liverpool. Ibe for Sterling. Sterling for Henderson. Henderson back for Jordan Ibe in miscontrol. Sees the ball out for a throw-in to.
Well, it's a waste of a corner. You get a corner put in the box. You know, too intricate. What Liverpool trying to do there? Haven't closed them down really well and. The opportunity was gone.
Now Sarko to the left-hand side for Moreno. The Spanish defender is bombing forward and playing it into the path of Sterling, who was allowed to turn on the edge of the penalty area. Puts a left-footed ball across to the far post, and Jordan Ibe was almost there to smuggle it home. But I don't think he went forcefully enough, and Robles got enough on it to take it behind for a corner.
What a chance, Liverpool. Great player again. Sterling's done well. It's gone right across the face of the goal. And I think Jordan Ibe could have gone in with a little bit more conviction, but the goalie done well to smother his shot at the far post when he's following the ball. And corner for Liverpool, Ibe to take.
Corner, right-hand side. Second of the afternoon for Liverpool. It's not a great one. It's easily away by Coleman. Up towards Joe Allen, who just got there ahead of Brian Oviedo, and to throw in on the far side.
Yeah, dangerous moments there for against us there, Al. Raheem Sterling picking up some nice little positions there just outside the box. I mean, we've got five blue shirts surrounding him. We've got to put a challenge in. We've got to get tighter to him. He starts running and he gets in the box. You can't touch him.
Here's Henderson. His ball forward is a poor one, easily read by James McCarthy for Everton. McCarthy for Coleman. Coleman coming forward, he's trapped by Moreno, didn't really get the challenge in. Coleman tries to put one into the box, it's blocked, comes back into his path, lifts it in for Naismith. He had time to bring the ball down, he misjudged it.
Yeah, the flight of the ball there, left footed, swung in by Seamus Coleman. And the ball goes over the... Was it Emre Can there? And Stephen Naismith maybe should have recognised the fact that the ball was going to go over the top there and bring it down on his chest. And he's actually down in the penalty area. Everton fans screaming for Liverpool to put the ball out, but they're not going to do that.
Well, Everton have the ball at the moment and it goes out of play. And Everton will now get some treatment to Stephen Naismith down inside the 18-yard box. It's an appropriate break in play. It's time for me to hand over the reins to Steve Hollisall, and we haven't even had a goal.
Which is pretty amazing.
Normally goals come when Allen's there.
Absolutely, and they will. I'm sure they will. It'll be 0-0 from 66 minutes. Liverpool up and running with Ibe. Now this is what he's good at, a direct run to the right side of the penalty! Oh, he's hit the left post!
That was bad.
Unbelievable shot by Jordan Ibe, which rattled the left post of the goalkeeper, Joel Robles. And it was so close to being the first goal in the Merseyside derby. Oh,
well, I've got to say, what an effort, John.
Well, what a run. Evan just backed off and allowed him to run at them, and he ran and ran, and then he backed off and he just thumbed the ball to it and had the goalie beaten and forced him for Jordan Ibe, the post beat him.
Robles from the edge of his penalty area kicks it up towards Naismith. A bit of physical work being done by Sacco to try and keep Naismith off the ball, but Everton win it back. McCarthy has put it down the right channel. Morales bursts into the box, and Everton, well, they're on the front foot, but it's blocked out by Liverpool there. Comes back to the corner flag. Morales takes it again, pressurises the Reds' penalty area once more, but a header away is from Mamadou Sarko. Only for Coleman to tee one up once more. Oh, and Naismith misses his kick. Comes out to Bezic on the far left side, and the cross will come in from the left wing now with Brian Oviedo. Far post, Naismith, Morales, I should say, seems to have a gentle push in the back. on this near side by Moreno. Sacco. The ball goes out and it will be a goal kick.
Sacco, you know, he's got a lane. You know, he's having a bad start. Evan had good possibilities there, Greg.
Yeah, it's opportunities for us there. Sustained amount of pressure. Crosses coming into the box. Liverpool, in fairness to them, defended it well. But again, masters of their own downfall, John, because Sacco getting caught again on the ball needlessly.
Trying to be too clever. Yeah.
Sterling bringing it forward, just edging ever closer to the Everton penalty area, rolling into Henderson. Henderson might just make a lasting impression at the end of this first half with help from Gerrard. It's come to Coutinho. Coutinho, edge of the box, teed up for Gerrard. And Liverpool haven't decided to call it quits yet. Injury time at the end of the first half. It's Jordan Ibe. Ibe running square across the edge of the penalty area. Now Henderson chips it into the box, headed away by Oviedo. And this will be Kevin Morales to get it under control. The whistle blows for the end of the first half. Everton 0, Liverpool 0. The thoughts of first Graham Stewart.
That's quite intriguing. Not the greatest derby you've ever seen in your life in terms of quality, goal mouth action. Neither side's really look like scoring a goal. A lot of huff and puff up to that final third, but neither side can seem to make any use out of their possession when they've had it. Everton, from our perspective, tactically, I think we've been really, really good. You can clearly see that they've worked very, very hard during the week on what they're going to do and the way they're going to set themselves up as a side. And from that perspective, yeah, absolutely delighted. But I think we can just do a little bit more in that final third.
Liverpool can raise their game. We saw a wonderful flash of inspiration from Jordan Ibe, though, John. Yeah,
the moment of the half for me, obviously, great run, great effort. Had the goalie beat, just now at the post. Everton have done well. We've been fairly comfortable at the back, I have to say, but what Everton have done, they've stopped Steve Gerrard and Coutinho to a large degree, and the threat of Sterling has not been as much, you know, quality needed in the last third for me. Sturridge could be a big inspiration on the pitch when he comes on, which I'm sure he will for us. As the game is at the moment, it's looking more and more like a stalemate. You know, a moment of genius, or a mistake like Sacco could do, you know, could be the all-important winner of the game for me.
Ross Barkley might just make it on at the beginning of the second half, if he's warm enough.
They're going to run him a hot bath and warm him up and see if we roll him out second half.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Score up to £2,000 cash advance when your claim's accepted. See website for terms.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park, waiting for the two teams to appear for the second half. Here come Liverpool now, coming out for the second half of this derby, which is goalless after the first 45 minutes of football. We're expecting Everton to make a change at half time. Ross Barkley was about to come on between the end at the end of the first half, but Everton declined to make that change given that he was standing on the touchline for so long. Here come the Blues now, and Stephen Naismith is out there, so we thought it might be Naismith going off, but the man who's going to work it out and tell you who's doing what and who's actually on the pitch for both Liverpool and Everton for the start of the second half is Mr. Stephen Hoversall.
Thank you very much, Alan. I think the consensus was that Stephen Naismith was going to be the one who was taken off at the break, but he's very much at the heart of the field at the moment. I'm ready to get the game going again. Liverpool will be shooting towards the park end in the second 45 and they will kick off. And the last couple of Everton players are coming out. So we'll get the thoughts of Graham Stewart first of all. It doesn't look like that substitution is going to be made. Maybe it wasn't as bad an injury as we previously thought.
Yeah,
or the
clearly not.
Thought.
I mean, I was talking to Snodds there actually at the half-time break, and he felt it was actually McCarthy who might have had the issue. And we know that James has had some issues with his hamstrings over the last few weeks, and he'd also picked up a yellow card as well. But clearly, whatever happened in the in the half-time break there, and whatever the physios have done, they've obviously done it well, because it's the same 11 that started the game. Ross Barkley stays on the bench.
So Liverpool have the ball, and they play it out to the right-hand side with Emre Can. Jordan Ibe is used just past the halfway line, holds it up, looks a very confident individual. Back to Jordan Henderson, and now Joe Allen from the halfway line. The one change Liverpool have been forced into making, with Lucas lasting the matter of 10 minutes before injuring what looked like his groin. Now here's Sterling, picks up the place, plays to Coutinho. Coutinho tried to switch a quick ball through the pack of blue shirts, but caught by the Everton defence and then cleared out long from the right side by Seamus Coleman. Into the heart of the midfield, is chipped forward, but it's given away by Gareth Barry's pass. Now Liverpool find a quick pass into Steven Gerrard, but chasing back
can't get Steve
to
Gerrard
win it again was Coleman.
Yeah, we just can't get Steve into the game.
So Everton, their lineup: Coleman, Stones, Jagielka on the left-hand side, the defence, Oviedo. Then a three and a three. So in the midfield, McCarthy, Barry and Bezic. And then Lukaku, Naismith and Morales complete their 11. Liverpool with Mignolet in goal. The three at the back, which is Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Mamadou Sakho. Jordan Ibe, the right wing back. Moreno on the left side. Henderson and Allen in the centre. And Gerrard further forward alongside Coutinho and Raheem Sterling. 3 minutes or 2 minutes into the second half. Goalless from the first half. Not a massively inspiring first half. I think if this hadn't been a derby, we'd be sat here saying this is pretty poor Premier League fare.
Yeah, it's not really ignited this game, has it, at all? I mean, there's some decent stuff, decent passages of play and decent build-up, but no real end product from either side. I mean, Liverpool's obviously best chance was Ivy's fantastic strike that had me certainly worried. But from an Everton perspective, we've done some decent build-up playing in around the box, got crosses in, but not really making Mignolet work at this moment in time.
Naismith collects well, plays it out to Morales left wing. Can dived in on him. Morales took it away from Can and still has the ball for Everton. Infield to Naismith, who's tripped from behind by Joe Allen. And Everton win a free kick in a good position. Probably a little bit too far to shoot, but...
cheap free kick, you know. He's going nowhere, he's going backwards, and Allen's got too tight, probably clipped his heel, gone over. Good opportunity for Everton. Morales isn't bad from here, to be fair.
Yeah, he's got good capability, Kevin Morales.
Especially when he pinches 5 yards.
I was just going to say that as well, John. You spotted it as well. He tried to pinch about 5 yards there, Kev, but Anthony Taylor said no.
I was going to say, I'm sure when the foul happened, it was too far.
He has got away with 5 yards, to be fair. He really has, and Liverpool should be more streetwise. Because I know the free kick was there, but anyway, you try it yourself.
Two in the Liverpool wall, he's turned square onto it as Morales, so he'll wrap the right foot round it. Now he takes a shot at goal, and Mignolet had it covered all the time, went down on his knees, he could see that ball was flying wide, and in towards the Gladys Street end.
Yeah, seen Kevin Morales score from that distance, but on that occasion he was a good 2 yards wide of Simon Mignolet's post. The danger is averted for Liverpool.
It's Coutinho trying to thread it down the left wing, chased by Moreno. First to it was Stones, sent back to his keeper, and Robles hits it over the halfway line. Met by the forward header of Skrtel, but now Coutinho robs it off Gareth Barry. Oh. And the ball rolls too far to the edge of the penalty area. Coutinho again heads it down. Everton not cleared it just yet. Now the flag's gone up.
That is
Stones running away with it.
From Liverpool, Steve. What an opportunity it's got to continue. It's 4v1, and I don't know what the young lad was trying to do. He just had to slip it inside to one of the players, and Liverpool were in 1-on-1. What an opportunity.
Oh, unbelievable. Wasteful, John, you're right. Very, very fortunate for us. Ball given away by Gareth Barry, and you had an unbelievable opportunity, at least 3 or 4 versus 1 there, and Coutinho picked out John Stones, fortunately for us. And it's just a couple of times there. John Stones is a wonderful player, really, really gifted on the ball, but he's got to be a little bit careful, you know. Sometimes he just plays loose passes.
That
and
was
Liverpool
awful
break.
By Barry. Coutinho's got onto it, started to run forward. Liverpool are in the box. It's Sterling on his weaker foot, and it's right into the hands of the keeper. And as I say, dragged to the left-hand side.
That's the frustrating part of Raheem, isn't it, when it's on his foot. Sometimes he doesn't get the power more often than not in them sort of situations. Great run, great ball. Done everything right, but got to show more power there, Steve.
A little bit more now is needed. Liverpool continuing to probe the left side of the penalty area. Rolled in for Sterling. He's got him round the back, and he takes the shot. He should have laid it back for Steven Gerrard. And Sterling went for goal himself. For Gerrard, I think a little bit frustrated by that decision-making, and the keeper blocked it out.
Frustrated, Steve. That's where Raheem Sterling's got to learn. Steve Gerrard made a great run. Slide it back, it's 1-0. He shouldn't go for goal there. It was a really cute angle. Goalie saved it well, to be fair, but Steve Gerrard was the man.
Liverpool corner, left side towards Sakho. Gets a clipped header now. Gerrard! Oh, it's just gone over the top of the crossbar on the scissor kick. Steven Gerrard, it lined up perfectly for him.
Well, these are dangerous moments for us, John, I tell you, because Liverpool got a bit of a head of steam up. consecutive corners, great opportunity, as you rightly touched on there, John, when Sterling's through, he's picked out the wrong choice when he should have been cutting it back to Steven Gerrard. And then Stevie Gerrard there from the initial header that was won by Sacco, acrobatic overhead kick that deflected off Stephen Naismith's head.
Coutinho's corner, this time it's met by McCarthy, who volleys it away. And Sharm picks it up first, and left-footed, he tries to quickly get it back in towards the danger area. It's to Skirtle, edge of the Everton box, thrown one in there, but no accuracy on it. Everton can't clear it away, though. Henderson tries his shot, but hits it against the legs of Jagielka. Now the ball breaks free for Everton, but Sharm gets his foot in the way. It's a bit of pinball going on, and no-one's got it under control. So 11 for 25, this is the change for Everton. Morales off, Lennon on. Good decision, Graham.
Difficult one, to be honest with you, because I think Kevin Morales is one of our more likely players in the final third to produce you a little bit of magic to win you a game of football. Aaron Lennon coming on here to make his debut, very, very direct, quick, and hopefully he'll have an effect in the game, but clearly Roberto's tactically thinking about it as well. He doesn't really want to be taking Stephen Naismith off, somebody who's got a fantastic work rate, does a job. Yeah. He's happy with the shape of things, probably doesn't want to change it, but just freshen it up a little bit.
OK, let's see if Alan Irwin can work his magic. 67 minutes gone, Everton 0, Liverpool 0.
Thanks very much indeed, Steve. Maybe the poor quality reflected by both sides is shown by the respective league positions. May well sum up the season, really, for both clubs. Sturridge. Jordan Ibe's on the touchline right-hand side. Here he is now receiving from Gerrard. Ibe having a run at Oviedo. He's got past him. He's put it low into the penalty. Oh. Gerrard for Sturridge. Oh. I think it was Moreno, who missed his kick inside the penalty area, really. He didn't direct it as he would have liked. Danger not averted yet as far as Everton are concerned. Emre Can's on a run into the penalty area. He's gone all the way. He still has it. Now he's trying to tee it up for Sterling. Oh. For Moreno again. Well. And he skies it.
I don't know what Mourinho was doing in the first place when Jordan Ibe put a ball in. He seems to have done a scissor kick on the floor. I don't know if he got his legs tangled, but it's a great opportunity to just striking through it with his right foot, even though he's left-footed. But then he swings one eye in the air. That's a good opportunity.
I mean, even it's a great opportunity. And then the ball fell to Daniel Sturridge. He got a decent connection on it and a great block from...
Lukaku almost beat Mignolet to the edge of the penalty area there. Mignolet did well, really.
Yeah, just saying before, there's Daniel Sturridge with a decent strike on goal, and Phil Jagielka, our captain, gets a vital block in there, but...
What a run by Emre Can there, I have to say. Right from the back, ended up on Everton's penalty spot nearly. Great ability.
Right, two-man Everton wall. Gerrard will try and pick out maybe Martin Skirtle, who's forward from the back. Henderson's there as well. Sacco's always inside the penalty area for these free kicks. It's a poor one, easily headed away by McCarthy. As far as Gerrard again, now to the offside against Daniel Sturridge. Is that another one you shouldn't be offside for?
Yeah, it shouldn't be offside. But again, it's corner.
Everton going long for Lukaku. He might just get there. Well, Mignolet was helped out by Henry Sharm there. Sharm did well inside his own penalty. I'd just stick with Lukaku.
Emre Can, some great composure, it's got to be said.
Is he overplayed here? He's got a free kick.
He's done well, Emre Can, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Romelu Lukaku's a big, strong lad, but to be fair to Emre Can, he's made mincemeat of Romelu.
Well, yeah, it's not the type of thing I'd like to see, your defence. But, you can't get caught in problems and big trouble there, but he's so confident in his own ability.
Two big 21-year-olds there.
Absolutely.
Two big lads.
You see the frustration there, don't you? I mean, Romelu doesn't like the fact that he's messing around with him a little bit. Bundles him over, gives Liverpool the free kick.
Henderson's ball will be intercepted by Oviedo.
A couple of stopping balls by Henderson.
Jordan Ibe. Here's Emre Can now. He showed too much of that to Lukaku. He's stolen it from him. He couldn't shake off Henderson, though. Good backtracking by Henderson to ensure he snuffed out the danger.
Yeah, we talked about Emre Can there before and Romelu Lukaku having a little battle down on this near side. Romelu Lukaku comes out on top on that occasion, shakes Emre Can off. And it was only Jordan Henderson, last-ditch tackle, that was as Romelu Lukaku was bearing down on Simon Mignolet's goal.
I think this is Everton's first corner, isn't it? I think Ray and
all. First of the second half, they had one in the first half with Morales. Oviedo to take this corner left-hand side. 13 and a half minutes of the 90 remaining. Oviedo lifts it in towards Naismith, can't get anything on it. Shot comes in from outside the penalty area from Lennon and squirms wide. Will we see a moment of magic in the final 13 minutes or a moment of madness?
This has got to be careful there, he's kicked out, you know, it's silly.
Now, a number of players getting involved here. Gerrard and Naismith having to be separated now.
By the way, he's always at it in Henderson. Always at it.
And the referee has his work cut out at the moment because just a host of players just pushing and shoving one another.
I think Bessage got his legs wrapped in Jordan Ives and then I don't know what's happened there. It's just something not handbags.
It's a silly situation, wasn't it, John? I mean, yeah. Mo Bessage and Ibe on the floor there, and you know Mo's a little bit strong in his challenge, but where's Henderson getting involved?
I was following the message, so I don't know what that was all about. I think he got booked the two.
Yeah, referee, I think, has got his notebook out. It's a yellow card for Henderson, and there'll be one for Naismith as well, undoubtedly.
Silly, because there's been nothing, no animosity in this derby. To be fair, it's been a friendly derby on the pitch.
There's not been too many fearsome challenges, has it? But they're still at it. Henderson and Naismith, they're like exchanging verbals. I mean, Stephen Naismith, I mean, he's never going to back down to anybody, Stevie, but probably right that they both get the yellow card.
Yeah. Something and nothing.
Still chomping away, the pair of them.
I think Bessage has been booked for leaving his foot in.
And Bessage getting Jordan as well.
I think the fourth official.
Yeah.
I've heard, but I think referee must have seen it. Which very rarely you see that nowadays. You should see more of that.
Well, you should see more of it, but Roberto Martinez clearly unhappy with the fourth official for getting involved. But did he book Mo Bessage there, Tom? Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Jordan should know better, really, because
Sarko showed too much of the ball for McCarthy to steal it. He's fed Lennon. Lennon's ball into the box.
What is Sarko doing there?
Away by Skirtle.
What is he up to?
I think you said you get two again.
Skirmish has spurred the crowd on a little bit.
See, this is exactly what happens. You get an incident like that. It's been a little bit, you know, quiet. In and around Goodison Park, all of a sudden the crowd are up, the atmosphere's building
Jordan
again.
Henderson should know you don't.
You know, Liverpool don't want that, do they?
Absolutely, mate, you're spot on. It's something that Jordan is a young lad, you can't do that. Spurs the fans on.
Here's Lambert for Sturridge. Sturridge down that Bullens Road side of the ground where the Liverpool fans are housed. And here's Sturridge once more, just outside the penalty, into Gerard. Lambert hits it first time on the turn, straight
not
up.
Not a bad move, actually. It's not a bad move. He just, you know, the turn from Lambert was good. He just couldn't wrap his foot around it, and it was an easy save for the goalkeeper.
You know, Oviedo for Aaron Leno. He's just switched flanks. He's on the left-hand side, although he's holding infield at the moment, and leaves it for Naismith. Here's Oviedo. Oviedo capable of delivering on his right foot as well. He does into the penalty area, over Lennon, away from Lukaku, behind for a goal kick.
The best cross we put in the whole game. Brian Oviedo cutting inside on from the left-hand side, puts in a magnificent cross with his right foot, and no one's going for the ball. Crazy.
Sean trying to wriggle his way past two or three blue shirts and can't do so. Jagielka comes away with the ball, puts it into the path of Ross Barkley. Ross Barkley down the left-hand side. That's a few red shirts to deal with.
Plays a great ball
towards Coleman. Chance to win it. Coleman, great save. Wonderful save by Simon Mignolet. Coleman's effort was goal-bound, and Mignolet was equal to it.
Well, we said, could Ross Barkley come on and make an instant impact? And he certainly did. Brilliant run on the left-hand side. Cut inside and played a fantastic pass to the overlapping Seamus Coleman out on that right-hand side. He take a one touch and drilled a shot, but
great
Simon
save.
Mignolet makes a great save.
It's a corner. Robles, what's he got to do with it? Oviedo takes the corner. Barry, right-hand side. Plays it inside for Barkley, took his eye off the ball. And it ran underneath his boot, and Henderson sets up Gerrard. Gerrard to the left for Sturridge. Ricky Lambert's going into the penalty area. Sturridge is just inside the box. Gerrard with the shot. And left-footed, he hits it wide on the right-hand post.
Yeah, that could have been a big moment with the time ticking away. 87 minutes. Little bend on the top corner. Just didn't get it right. Good move from Liverpool.
And Everton with Seamus Coleman just launch it long up towards Barkley, headed on. Lukaku static, and the ball's played back to Mignolet, and that will just about be that, I think. The referee calls time on the 224th Merseyside derby, which ends as a goalless draw. It didn't exactly peter out into a goalless draw, but there were not too many opportunities for either side to take, particularly in the second half. Neither goalkeeper overexerted. Everton 0, Liverpool 0. Applause from the fans as the players make their way off at Goodison Park. But it is a solitary point apiece, and when you play away from home, it's probably a better result for Liverpool than it is for Everton, as Steven Gerrard departs Goodison Park for the final time, to boos from a number of Evertonians and to warm applause from the Liverpudlians that are still inside Goodison Park. It was not one that we'll remember. It will be consigned to the history books far too quickly.
Yeah, it wasn't the most inspiring derby I've ever watched. A lot of huff and puff out there, a lot of good possession from both sides at times. But as I've said all the way through commentary, really, really poor in the final third from both sides for me. A couple of decent saves. I mean, we put Simon Mignolet pulls out a great save from Seamus Coleman at the end. Other than that, I can't really think of too many opportunities when we've worked Simon Mignolet.
And
equally, Joel Robles hasn't had too much to do
really
either.
Got the best save of the match was we hit the post from Jordan Ibe. That was our best moment. Evans was Seamus's shot, and it was a great save. Fair result at the end of the day. Yeah, poor in quality, real poor in quality. You know, from a Liverpool point of view, that we were really poor. Evan's been going through a period of time where it's not been good. You know, so, you know, I think Everton and Liverpool played were possibly there for the taking today, but credit to Everton, they defended really well and got the result what they totally deserved. Liverpool didn't do enough anywhere near to win that game.
Yeah, from the Everton perspective, it's a third successive clean sheet game in that sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. I mean, Roberto being Roberto will definitely look at the positives. Yeah. I mean, he's a very positive thinking manager. So in that respect, yeah, I mean, the momentum continues. We picked up a good away 3 points at Selhurst Park. If you then turned around to us and said, look, you know, we'll get a point in the derby, I suppose we'd have taken that, because we've had a shaky time. So it keeps the winless run or defeatist run going. What am I talking about?
a run of games without a win.
Thanks so much for digging me out of that one, Al. But we can improve, and we can do certainly better going forward. There's no doubt about that.
What I was saying, you can see Everton. You know, the lack of positivity within the team, the lack of confidence was so evident. There's a spell there after half time for 10 minutes where they were all over the place, Everton and Liverpool. If we had anything about us, we could have made them pay then. But they come out of it, and they've actually finished the stronger of the two sides in the last 5 or 10 minutes when Barkley come on. He done well, but it's one to forget. I just think it was one to forget, you know. At least, you know, the city will be intact. Everyone will be having drinks together. We'll overall amicable, and you know, everyone will be fairly happy without being overly satisfied, you know, and that's always a good thing. You know, we can enjoy a weekend and have a few beers together.
Bit of a contrast to a 6-goal thriller at Goodison last season, John.
Not much. That was in my mouth there. What a game that was. Maybe all the buses came at once then, yeah. Alan. You know, we're still waiting for one here today. But yeah, it was. Dude, the scale of that was just a tremendous game of football today. It was for me, the lack of quality from Liverpool was not good.
Five out of last six derbies have ended all square.
Yeah, well, it shows you, you know. You're tentative when you go to these games, the players are tentative. You know what it means to lose. And sometimes the lesser of the two evils you'll take. Sometimes you could see that the players were, and you know, Stevie said it halfway through, it looks like they're happy with the draw, both teams. You know, and Everton nearly come up with the winner there, and Sam Mourinho was superb, and he has been for some time. My man of the match. The most strange man of the match would be Jordan Ibe, but I thought, lads, the one thing positively for me that's come out, we found ourselves a new player today, Liverpool. I always knew he was going to be on the stage. I always knew he was going to be a good squad player and a player for Liverpool. Tonight, he's shown on a big stage in a big arena where football's concerned, in a massive derby, that he's not phased, and he's got the quality now to become and go on and be a really good Liverpool player.
Yeah, I agree with John there. Without doubt, Ive was your best player. No doubt about that. Very, very good. Terrific shot first half. Heart and mouth stuff for us, obviously. You know, cannoned off the post. But from an Everton perspective, you know, there were some decent performances. Great news to see James McCarthy, you know, play the amount of game time that he had there. That was important for him and for us as a football club because he's a vital cog in our machine. So, you know, we keep going. We keep digging in. But it's disappointing from a game perspective. I mean, we got excited about it because it was a derby. If it had been any other game, I think a lot of us might have fallen asleep, to be honest with you. Neither side done enough to win the game. So, all in all, it's a fair result.
And you have to pick an Everton motor range man of the match, Graeme.
Tough call again. I thought Romelu Lukaku did really well first half, but you know, not as good second half. Who can I say? I mean, I thought Seamus Coleman. I'll say Seamus Coleman. Seamus did okay. He got forward when possible. No alarm bells ringing when he defensively from him. So I'll say Seamus.
Almost got the winner. And we move on. Everton to Chelsea. Wednesday. Now, keeping a clean sheet there would be some feat, wouldn't it?
Oh, I'd be delighted with a clean sheet down at Stamford Bridge because they are a top side. They really are. They've won again away at Aston Villa. They've got a way of winning games of football. Where even when they don't play well, they win games of football, Chelsea. And that's a side that can win you the championship. So we know how difficult it's going to be to go down there and pick anything up. But you give it your best shot. And confidence levels will be better than they have been over the last few weeks. What with the win at Crystal Palace and another point here, so we just need to keep our momentum going.
A word on your next encounter. Tottenham are flying, and I tell you what, Harry Kane is going to be a handful.
Absolutely, he's flying, and I'll tell you when goal scorers are on form and things go the way, you know, and you get runs of games where you can't stop scoring, and he's on one at the moment. He'd be a handful. We are defending well at the moment. I know one or two moments today we made ourselves, you know, or put ourselves into difficult situations to overpass. But we've ground out a lot of clean sheets of late. I think the last three goals have been scored against us since Leicester on New Year's Day. Have been two penalties and a free kick in extra time, you know, of the Chelsea game. So, you know, we are defending better. Sturridge, for me, he's got to start somewhere, sometime, and hopefully it'll be Tuesday night. Coutinho, we need him fit. Hopefully he's not got an injury there. He looked like he was carrying something second. Hopefully he'll be. We need him. Sterling and Daniel Sturridge, and we can arm the best. It'll be a good game. It'll be a really good game. Tottenham are on a great run of form. I don't think we'll do what we did to them last year when we absolutely annihilated them. But it'll be a really good game, I think. Post-match.
I felt throughout the game that it was a very interesting game. I thought tactically the two set of players were very clever. It was a fascinating battle from that point of view. You know, maybe a derby where the ball goes into the box, in both boxes, without control. I think it was a bit more of a very rational way of playing if you won. From our point of view, we were delighted with the defensive work that we did to restrict Liverpool to very little. They are in a very confident moment. Probably on the ball we should have used our final pass or our arrival into the box a little bit better, but we finished the game strong, and probably when Seamus Coleman gets into the box you think we're going to collect the 3 points. But I think it was that sort of game. Really small margins, many fascinating aspects to take with us, and another positive performance.
Well, I felt we were the better side. I thought that we were very good going forward. We created chances, maybe just in and around the box. We need a little bit more luck and just to find that finishing touch. And I thought our balance in our game defensively was very good. You know, you come to Goodison and we just had one moment of lapsed concentration when they broke away on the counter-attack. And Simons made a comfortable save, but it was still a chance. And apart from that, that was only their shot on target. So I thought overall, you know, our performance level was good. Showed great confidence and composure in what was an intense derby with a lot of young players in the team.
The Radio City Sport Derby Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.